little band called UFO. And Michael Schenker from UFO. Celebrating a birthday today. He is 65 years old with UFO through about 1978 and leading the Michael Schenker group since then. Acclaimed guitarist. Also a member of the Scorpions in the early going. He's German. Michael Schenker and Too Hot to Handle from UFO is what we hear there. Michael Schenker turned 65 years old today. As you might know, when I guest host for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, we go back into the world of music, look at birthdays, anniversaries, number ones on this day, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just a massive music fan and share that passion with you and hopefully maybe evoke some fond memories in you as well. Don't know how many UFO fans out there, but there you go. Too Hot to Handle. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't forget SteveGruber.com for content, giveaways, much more. Redesigned recently, too. Have you been to SteveGruber.com recently? It's brand new. Take a look. SteveGruber.com. So what did we find out yesterday? There's video and essentially confirmation from security sources, from intelligence sources, that Iran took down that Ukrainian plane on Wednesday. Videos all over the place. You can find it, CNN, New York Times, they all have it. The video appears to show, and they've done some of the geographical geotagging to figure this out, shows a missile being fired into the sky over Iran, striking an object around the same time that a Ukrainian plane crashed just after taking off from the city's airport. So pretty good indication that's what it might be. News of the video comes hours after the leaders of Canada and Britain saying that they have intelligence, the U.S. saying, too, that the Ukrainian airliner was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, whose country lost 63 citizens in the crash, said Canada's intelligence, as well as intelligence provided by allies, shows the commercial aircraft was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. British Prime Minister also, Boris Johnson, saying his country's intelligence also has come to the exact same conclusion. The U.S. also believing that happens to be the case. And they have, of course, this video now, appears to be Russian-made surface-to-air missiles. Don't know exactly the circumstances surrounding the launch, but it appears certain that Iran took it down. Could have been in the midst of launching these missiles over at U.S. and Iraqi forces. Who knows exactly what happened to launch this missile to take down this commercial jet liner with citizens, civilians, I should say, civilians on board. So who's at fault here? Who's at fault? You might think Iran, whatever, Iran, this terror state that launched the actual missile to take down the plane with civilians on it. You might say Iran's to blame, of course. Iran took down the flight and Iran is to blame. Well, if you were anywhere on Twitter yesterday, if you were watching MSNBC last night, if you were reading the AP this morning, you'd know you're wrong, of course. You're totally wrong. Who's to blame? Donald Trump and the United States writ large. We're all really to blame for this taking down of a commercial jetliner in Iran. Let's go to the audio first. Before we get to the audio, just quickly, if you were on Twitter yesterday afternoon, this hive mind, everyone saying the same thing, repeating each other, which you saw all over the place on Twitter yesterday, left-leaning journalists and mainstream media members, though I repeat myself, saying that this was crossfire. These innocent civilians were caught in the crossfire between Iran and the U.S. And so, blame on both sides, of course. Collateral damage is a term that you saw often yesterday, too, from journalists saying this is an after effect of the U.S. taking out Soleimani. There's some blame to go around here. The U.S., Iran, all to blame. Jackie Speier is a congresswoman from California, the 14th congressional district. This from CNN yesterday. Wolf Blitzer, the first voice you'll hear asking the question. This is Congresswoman Jackie Speier yesterday.
And I want to start with this plane crash. Have you been briefed on it? Because it certainly sounds like it was a mistake by the Iranians. Do you think they assumed this was some sort of U.S. military plane?
Well, I have been briefed on it, Wolf, in the Intelligence Committee, so I'm not really at liberty to say. But if what is being projected is true, this is yet another example of collateral damage from the actions that have been taken in a provocative way by the President of the United States.
It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. Trump's fault. Collateral damage. The U.S. takes out a monster, a terrorist, Soleimani. And Iran decides to attack U.S. and Iraqi troops. And in the process, shoots down an airliner. And that is our fault. That is the president's fault. So says Congresswoman Jackie Speier. So says the AP, essentially, too. AP story out overnight. Now, they've changed the headline because that's what one does when called out on incredible bias. The original title, An Iranian General Dies in a U.S. Attack and Canada Suffers. Here's the money line in here. What began with a drone attack on General Soleimani's motorcade at the Baghdad airport had rippled outward until dozens of Iranian Canadians and dozens of Iranian students studying in Canada were dead. Where have these reporters been? It began with this drone attack. It began years ago. It began decades ago. And in reality, the latest back and forth began with before even the new year started. Iranian directed proxies killed an American contractor. The assault of the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The AP then changed the headline. It now says, as Iran and U.S. take step back from the brink, Canada grieves. Mainstream media, leftists blaming America, blaming the president for the taking down of this commercial jetliner. Scott Bertram in for Steve.